We continue in the middle of the page, about 23 lines down on Ayin Amud Aleph, continuing the stories about Cheskas HaMishtamir for the barrels that belong to a Yisrael. Hahu, Yisrael v'Ovid Kachavim tov yisivu v'kashasu chamra. There was a Yisrael and Ovid Kachavim who were sitting down and drinking wine together. Now how could this be? We said that Ovid drinking wine together leads to chasnus. How could this story even take place? Well, perhaps it's done b'akrai ba'alma, it was a one-time thing. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe it was in the home of Yisrael, and maybe there were other people around, so to make it Rov Yisraelim, I don't know. But nevertheless, this is the story. Shema Yisrael kol tzluye beknishta. The Yisrael, the Jew, heard the noise coming from Shul. He realized it was time to daven. Come, Basel. So he went up, and he got up and went. So now the Ovid Kachavim is alone with the wine. With Amar Rava, Chamra Shari. Says Rava, the wine is still permissible. We don't assume it's Yayin Nesach. Meimor Amar, Hashta Mitkar Leila Chamri Vadrasi. Because the Ovid Kachavim is always going to be concerned that the Yisrael is going to get back and right away. In other words, he doesn't know how long davening is going to take. And he just thinks he'll be back in any minute. Tosos points out, we must be talking about a situation where the Yisrael, when he left, didn't say, look, I'm going to be back in 20 minutes. If you specify the time, that's like a case of lomaflig, kelohudio shemaflig, kelohudio shemaflig, that's like you're telling him, you're informing him that you're going to be a while, and that would be different, then the wine would be usher. So clearly here, he did not inform him at all, he just got up and left. Hahu Yisrael bav kachavem davi yisiva ba'arba. There was a Yisrael and Rav Kachavim sitting on a boat. Shama Yisrael kol shipurei debei shimshi. He heard the shofar alarm, the Erev Shabbos shofar alarm go off. And he realized he has to get off the boat and be mekabel Shabbos. Nafek Basel. So he got up and he left. Amar Rava chamra shari. Says Rava, the wine is still permissible. Meimar Amar, because the Ovid Kachavim will say to himself, Hashta mitka leila chamri varasiya. He forgot about his wine. He's going to come back any minute. What do you mean it's Shabbos? V'imishim Shabbos. If you're going to tell me, oh, it's Shabbos, he's not coming back. The Ovid Kachavim doesn't put much stock into the Yisrael's observance of Shabbos. Why is that? Ha'amar li Isser Giura. Isser Giura said to me, ki avinan bar miyusan, when I was in Aramean towns, amrinan, they say the following, Yehudoi lo mintri Shabbos. The Jews are not Shomer Shabbos. Why the imitri Shabbos? Because if they were really Shomer Shabbos, kama kisi kamishtachi b'shuka, how many purses, how many of money, filled with money, would be forgotten or found in the marketplace? But they don't. They keep on walking with their purses. Why? Because they're not that observant. And therefore, just like they're not so makbid on Shmirah Shabbos in the Shuk, they're also not so makbid on Shmirah Shabbos with regards to the Chamra. They're going to come back onto the boat. However, says the Gemara, the Yisraelim are Shomer Shabbos. However, v'inu lo yadu disfir lam k'Rabbi Yitzchak. The Arameans don't realize about, they don't know Rav Yitzchak Shita. They don't know, they know some kulas, they don't know all the kulas. Dam Rav Yitzchak hamotzi kis b'Shabbos malicho pachos b'chav yizdal amos. Rav Yitzchak has a kula that when you want to walk, when you want to carry something on Shabbos without an Erev, you can do something, and it's obviously, there's a tzorech. You can't just do it for any reason, but you found a purse on Shabbos where there's money in it, and you want to bring it home so you can protect it; it won't get stolen. So you can rely on pachos midal amos. As long as you walk less than 4 amos every time, then you get a new set of 4 amos to walk, because you're not allowed to walk 4 amos in a row on Shabbos. So as long as you walk 2 amos and stop, and then you walk 2 amos and stop, then every time you can continue to get a new set of 4 amos, and you've never violated an iser d'oraisa. Hahu Aryeh Dhavu Noyim Bimat Sarta. There was a lion that was in the wine press. Shama Ovid Kachavim. So the Ovid Kachavim heard that the lion, Tasha, Sebastian, he hid. Baini Dani, he hid between the barrels. So now the question is, did he take off the barrels and make them Yayin Ezach? Amar Rava Chamra Shari. Says Rava, the wine is still permissible. Meimar Amar. We can say, or the Ovid The Ofik HaChavim would say to himself, Ki heichi ditashina ana it tishnami Yisrael acharai v'kachazuli. I'm not the only one hiding in here. There's obviously a Yisrael hiding behind me, and he's going to see me, so I can't do anything wrong. Next story. There were these thieves that went to Pampadisa and they started opening barrels. That was there how they were causing a disturbance, just opening a whole bunch of wine barrels. Amarava Khamrashari. Rava said those wine barrels are still permissible. The wine is permissible. Maitaima. Ruba Ganve Yisrael Baruch Hashem. The majority of the thieves in Pampadisa are Jews. So nothing to worry about. It can't be Yayin Esach. They might steal, they might be Ganavim, but it won't be Yayin Esach because they're Jews. Have a uvda benardoi. Then the same situation occurred in Naharda, where they were robbers who were opening up barrels. Vamar Shmuel chamra shari, and Shmuel said the wine is permissible. Why? So he doesn't say that the reason is because the majority of people of ganavim in Naharda are Jews. Baruch Hashem. That's not the case in Arda. However, he said, "Kaman ke Rabbi Eliezer damer savik bia tahor." He actually follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Savik bia tahor." That when the shaila is whether you've entered into this place or not, we generally say "Savik bia is tahor," as opposed to "Are we questioning whether you've touched it or not?" Safek maga is going to be tameh. Safek bia is going to be tahor. And how does this become a case of safek bia? So the Gemara continues. Tznan hanichnas lebika b'mosa geshamim. But a person walks into a valley in the wintertime. V'tuma besada plonis. And the tuma is in a particular field. V'amar. And the person says, halachdi b'makom alaz. I walked in this place. V'eini odea. But I'm not sure. Im nichnasti leosa sadeh. I'm not sure whether I went into the field or not. So it's Savik Bia. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Savik Bia Tor, Savik Magatame. And therefore, what's the case over here? That they were in Naharda, and they were passing, and somebody opened up the barrels. But the question is, who passed through? We're not sure whether these are Ganavim who are Jews, or Ganavim who are Ovid Kochavim. So Savik Bia would be Tor. That's what he would say following Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The Chachamim would argue in that case. So in this situation, Shmuel would be following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Gemara answers, says, Lo, you don't even have to say that. Shiny Hassam, you don't need to come on to explain that Shmuel is following Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. You can actually say, Kiva de'ika de pischi l'shuma mona, there are people there that when they open up barrels, they don't open up the barrels to drink the wine, but they open up the barrels to see if there's money inside. Havale sfeik sfeika. Now there's a sfeik sfeika. What's a sfeik sfeika? Suffik, that it's a Yisrael, suffik, it's an Ovid Kochavim that passed by. And if you're going to say that it's an Ovid Kochavim that passed by, which could possibly render the Yayin Yayin Esach, it could be that he maybe didn't even touch it. Why? Because he just wanted to look to see if there was wine, if there was money inside. And if there wasn't money inside, he just left it alone. So therefore, we can say that Shmuel follows Divrei HaKol, even the Rabbanan Shita, that we have what to rely on, and the wine is still Tor. So again, you have a whole bunch of cases here where we give it a status of Cheskas HaMishtamir because of the fear of the Ovid Kochavim.